This year, we've explored how Donald Trump's rallies are like rock concerts to his fans, and his speeches are like a playlist of his greatest hits. So how has he responded to President Biden dropping out of the race? Has he remixed his message to focus on Vice President Harris? NPR's Stephen Fowler reports.
Donald Trump's campaign speeches have plenty of phrases that get repeated so much they stick in your head like an earworm. There's immigration.
If I win on day one, we will begin the largest deportation operation in American history.
His poll numbers.
Too big to rig. We're way ahead. We're way ahead. By more than even the polls say.
And attacks on Joe Biden.
Crooked Joe Biden. Have you heard of him? Have you heard of him?
But since Biden dropped out of the presidential race a month ago and Kamala Harris became his new opponent, Trump hasn't always kept up with an audience clamoring for new material.
I think, frankly, I'd rather be running against somebody else, but that was their choice. They decided to do that because Kamala's record is horrible. She's a radical left person at a level that nobody's seen.
Listen to this moment from his rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, just before the Democratic National Convention.
But soon we're going to fix every single problem. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, Crooked Joe, have created. What happened to Biden? I was running against Biden. All of a sudden, I'm running against somebody else.
Trump still commands capacity crowds and shows why Republican voters have him in their Hall of Fame. But lately, he's sounded more like an aging star stuck in the past and whose new riffs aren't always in tune with the moment.
It's true. You know, it's interesting. I said, who am I running against? Harris. I said, who the hell is Harris? You don't know. Who the hell is Harris?
So who is Harris? That's a question that both campaigns are trying to answer quickly before voters head to the polls in the coming weeks. Frustratingly to some Republicans, while Trump has been known for his improvisational skills on the trail, since the switch up, he's been slow to strike a chord with his policies or hit the same high notes attacking the vice president. Take the Pennsylvania rally, where one top takeaway was a tangent about a Time magazine cover featuring Harris.
But I say that I am much better looking than her. I think I'm much better. Much better. I'm a better looking person than Kamala.
There's still time for Trump to remix his pitch as the GOP emphasizes immigration and the economy as two issues that they hope resonate more with voters. As Harris is set to take the stage tonight to close out the Democratic National Convention and the presidential campaign enters its final weeks, though, Trump is still rewinding to the past. At a counter-programming event in Michigan Tuesday, a lower-energy Trump turned an attack on Harris and immigration into a refrain about Biden.
I said, close the border. I didn't have a bill. I didn't need a bill. She doesn't need a bill. Biden doesn't know where he is, so where is he? Whatever happened to him? He got out. He got out. He's now sunbathing. He's in a beach someplace.
Beyond the metaphors, Trump's actual musical selections played during his rallies have also brought unwanted headlines. Celine Dion objected to My Heart Will Go On being used before a Montana event, writing online that its use was unauthorized and saying, quote, really? That song? And the family of songwriter Isaac Hayes filed suit this week over the use of Trump's frequent outro song Hold On, I'm Coming, which Hayes co-wrote for the group Sam and Dave. Trump's next big rally will be in Arizona Friday. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Chicago.